This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The 2-1 swung on, hit deep, center field. Martinez back at the wall, out of room, it's gone, and Schwarber has gone deep again. A two-run home run here in the eighth inning, his 14th of the season. He's driven in all three tonight for the Phillies, who now lead it 3-0.
What a night, what a weekend, what a baseball team right now. The Phillies are rolling, led mostly by Kyle Schwarber. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. We'll get to a lot today, including a deal the Eagles could make. The schedule is starting to leak. We know the opener. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Everybody had, all the mothers had a wonderful Mother's Day. And as far as that first game goes, bleh.
Yeah, it's not what we anticipated. We'll get to that. I second your thought. Hopefully every mother out there had a great Mother's Day. And Hugh, it was a fun Mother's Day night watching the Phillies. They get the victory last night, 2 out of 3 over the Cleveland Guardians. And Hugh Douglas, the biggest reason, or I guess one of the two biggest reasons, because Wheeler was obviously excellent last night and they shut down Cleveland. But Hugh, a pair of home runs for Kyle Schwarber, who now has 14 on the season, tied for the major league lead. He's on pace for 57 home runs and an OPS over 1,000. Hugh, the Phillies had a good weekend, and Schwarber continues to just, I mean, he's been their best hitter all season.
Oh, no question about it, man. And it's one of those guys that when you asked him, he was the first person that comes to mind for me when you asked certain guys to make sacrifices and do things a little bit different. He's the guy that I look at as probably the model citizen for doing exactly what you asked him to do under these circumstances. So, yeah, he's doing his job right now. He's doing a hell of a job, too.
Well, it's time for him to get rewarded as well. So, look, Kyle Schwarber's a free agent after the season. We know where this is going. But I don't see there's any reason why the Phillies should wait. This should be done now. Hugh, I believe the Phillies need to re-sign Kyle Schwarber now. I know they had some talks when he was on with the morning show during spring training. He mentioned there was something, but obviously nothing ever happened. And now we're into the season. But I can't let this guy get to free agency. Kyle Schwarber has been one of the greatest free agent signings in Philadelphia sports history. I mean that. Like, I put him up there with Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler, Saquon Barkley. You can go back through the years and pick out 5 or 6 more great ones across all the spectrum of all the sports. That's where Kyle Schwarber ranks. I mean, this guy's on pace for 57 home runs. He's hit a million home runs since he got to Philadelphia. All he does is get on base. And, Hugh, I think he's becoming a better hitter. This doesn't always happen. Usually players, you know, they hit 30, 32. They start to decline a little bit. I think he's getting better. This reminds me a little bit of when David Ortiz was in Boston, where he was talented, but he wasn't ever, like, the best, right? And then he got to Boston, and he was good. And he just kept getting better. And you're like, holy moly, this is one of the best hitters in all of baseball. Hugh, he's not just a slugger. A few years ago, he just hit home runs and walked. He's legitimately one of the best hitters in baseball. Hugh, if I'm the Phillies right now, I am trying to get his agent on the phone today and make a deal. I don't want this guy anywhere near free agency. The Phillies need to sign him now. You with me?
No, I'm definitely with you. I think that there's a lot going on here. You know, when you talk about a team who stood pat and didn't do a whole lot in offseason. I get that, and I understand why, you know, if some today don't want to sign Schwarber because of that reason. But I look at it like this. When you've asked this team to adjust and to do things a different way than what they're normally used to doing,
yep.
He did that. He did that without batting an eye. He did that without question, and he's having one of his better seasons now. I know some might say, well, this is what he always does. I mean, to a certain extent, yes, but it's different this year because of, I would say, the sacrifices that were asked to be made. And not only that, the more he hits home runs, regardless if you want to pay it or not, somebody's looking at that, regardless of how old he is, and they're willing to have that on their team. And they know that to have that on their team is going to cost a lot of money. And what I mean by that is that leadership. That's what he's bringing to the table right now, that those unquantifiable intangibles that I like to talk about, that's one of them. His leadership. Just put his head down, and he just goes to work. Mm-hmm. And he's been doing that for the last couple of weeks. So, yes, I think that you should reward him for what he's been able to do, because the longer that you wait, the more the price is going to go up. And I know that we're all – the sticking point for us, for a lot of people, is not so much the money, it's the years.
Yep.
But that's what we talked about last week, Joe. Are you willing to pay him to not work in those last couple of years if you sign him a 7-year, 8-year contract?
Well, and here's the thing for me with that, Hugh. If you let him get out to free agency, the more likely someone's going to offer one of those contracts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this would cost right now. He's making less than $20 million a season. But think about who Kyle Schwarber was when the Phillies signed him. He was coming off a year where a year before he was designated for assignment by the Cubs. Like, he was let go by the Cubs. Then he signed a 1-year deal with the Nationals. And he got traded midseason. He wasn't what he is now. And he got a 4-year, almost $80 million deal. Now he's had 4 excellent seasons. And Hugh, if he was just a leader that hit some home runs, he'd get a good contract. He's become one of the best hitters in baseball. I'm looking right now at the list of the OPS leaders in baseball. It goes Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber. He's hitting at a level, I'll just say it like this, he's hitting at an MVP level. That's how good the guy's. This guy's been on base every game this entire season, and dating back to last year, we're going to have to start Ted Williams' watch for his on-base streak. The guy's been incredible. I can't let him get to free agency, and I don't know why they wouldn't do it now, Hugh. Like, unless he wants to wait, which that's his prerogative, right? But if he's willing to sign right now, I got to do it right now. 215-592-9494. I cannot let this guy get to free agency. They got to get something done here because he's the hitter that we want Bryce Harper to be right now. He's their best hitter. I mean, I don't know when it happened, but at some point in the last year, it happened. Bryce is no longer the Phillies' best hitter. That guy is Kyle Schwarber. He can't walk out the door. I can't even let him get to free agency. All right, Hugh, you mentioned the years. Let's listen to Ruben Amaro talking last week about the Schwarber contract situation and why the years, not the money, is the sticking point.
Got to sign that guy. Price keeps going up, 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 up. Kyle Schwarber, he's making a good case for himself.
Oh, and he will. He keeps getting better with age, sort of. But the beauty of this guy is that he's really put himself in a position to make more consistent contact through the middle of the field. He can get hits. He can drive the ball the other way like he did last night. And he seems to be getting better, like, as he gets older. So it's going to be an interesting one. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the length of the contract.
So Ruben Amaro there on the Phillies show, it kind of echoing what you said, Hugh. Like, we brought this up a little bit last week. It's the money's the money, right? The market's the market. If he makes a little less than 20 right now, is he going to get 25 or 30 per year? I think that probably makes sense. He's going to get a raise, but it's about how many years are the Phillies willing to go. And to me, if you let him get to free agency, all it takes is one team to say, yeah, we'll give you 200 and we'll spread it out over 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, that's what's probably going to end up happening.
Yep.
You know, because teams look at what he's doing. Like, it's weird how that works. Other teams value those intangibles a lot of times more than the team you're actually with does. And you talk about, we were talking about it last week, if you put him in one of those orders, like, say, the Dodgers.
Oh, boy.
Or the Mets or somebody like that. That's crazy. And here's the thing. There's not a whole lot of power bats coming up in free agency. Who just signed that was a power bat?
Vlad,
yeah. There's not too many of those guys. Granted, he's a little bit older. But like I said, if you put him in one of those lineups, the Mets or the Dodgers, does it really matter? You know, because you're adding a bona fide power to your lineup.
Sure.
And that's what teams are looking for.
Well, and if he's on one of those teams, he's not here, and he's a rival of the Phillies. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even imagine him in a Mets uniform would make me sick. I mean, that would be gross. 215-592-9494. Do the Phillies need to sign Kyle Schwarber right now? I mean, we have seen them let guys get to free agency and bring them back. We have. I mean, JT Realmuto came back in free agency 5 years ago. Aaron Nola came back in free agency a few years ago. But I don't want to take the chance with this one. I need
this
to sign
one's different,
him.
Joe.
It feels like it.
He's hot.
And he's getting better.
Like fish grease.
I don't even know when this happened, but at some point in the last year, he became their best hitter. Kyle, where you at? Is the Phillies take two out of three this weekend? And Schwarber, as he's called on the show, is up to 14 home runs on the season.
Yeah, and look, you know how big of a fan of Kyle Schwarber I am. He might be my favorite athlete in the city right now, Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber getting that extension done should be priority number one for the Phillies in free agency. In free agency.
Not now.
No. Look, everybody knows the number one goal of this Philadelphia Phillies season, priority number one, is win the World Series. We have to win the World Series this year. So I don't know if it's having this contract negotiation up in the air is what's motivating Kyle Schwarber, but right now, unsigned, he is having the best season of anybody on the team right now. So far, Kyle Schwarber. While I think the risk might be minimal, it is a risk that if you re-sign him right now, that cools off just a little bit. It just feels like an unnecessary risk when it comes to the goal of being winning the World Series. Plus, we talked a lot about, we've been talking about it all season, the messaging to this team. This is your last chance to win the World Series as a group, right? Or maybe there's that threat out there of having to shake this thing up. You know who probably wants Kyle Schwarber to get extended? Bryce Harper, right? Some of the other best players on the team probably really want Kyle Schwarber to get extended.
Sure.
Like, that almost is a motivating tool for guys like him to say, hey, you know what? You don't start picking it up. You don't win the World Series this year. You could lose him. We could lose him. Like, it's just out there. So, I think when they get to free agency, Kyle Schwarber would be my number one guy. Number one priority to re-sign. I only see downside in terms of what can hurt them winning the World Series this season to extending Kyle Schwarber right now. Like, I just feel like it's an unnecessary risk right now.
Well, to me, the risk is letting him get to free agency. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what do you think about one of the things Kyle said there is you kind of not, like, maybe he's hitting like this because he's in a walk year. We see that in sports all the time. Guys are better sometimes in their contract year because they're going for the big payday. And if you pay him now, you know.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
I
have nothing wrong with it.
Well, what he's doing now, here's the thing. Either you're going to pay him or somebody else is going to pay him.
No, but do you think paying him now would change the way he's hitting this season? Gets the contract
I think he's locked in. I don't think you penalize a guy for playing well and you say, well, you know, like dangling a carrot in front of his face. Because that could also backfire. It could be one of those things where he can get in free agency and he might have his heart set on coming here until those dollar signs start flying around. And then it becomes something else. That's the chance that you take when you do stuff like that.
The other thing for me, I brought up a couple examples where the Phillies let someone get to free agency and they ended up bringing him back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Nola was drafted here. Aaron Nola has been here his whole career. So I think he had a different kind of feeling towards the Phillies. He never wanted to be anywhere else.
Yeah.
And he got to free agency and he still returned here. Look, I think Kyle Schwarber loves being here. It seems like if he wanted to and he could, he'd end his career here. But Kyle Schwarber wasn't drafted by the Phillies. Kyle Schwarber's played in Philadelphia. He's played in Boston. He's played in Washington. He's played in Chicago. I think you said this last week, Hugh, about when his kids are young, they're not in like school age yet.
No.
Like, to me, if he was drafted as a Philly, maybe you got a little extra. To me, when I think of Schwarber, if he gets to free agency and the biggest offer is the Dodgers or the Mets or the Yankees,
he out of here.
I think he'll leave.
Yeah. And then not only that, you talk about a team where, I mean, they're probably more in line, you know, with that lineup, and you're in that lineup, you're more in line to probably go to the World Series.
But what's stopping us from giving them the biggest offer? Like, am I missing something, or did they implement a salary cap in baseball?
But it makes it harder if people are, it's a bidding war.
Fine, I understand that, but like, if he's priority number one for us, then go get it done.
Okay, we'll get it done now. What's the difference to get it done now?
Well, I already told you. if you listen to anything I said,
to upset the apple cart.
No,
of the
I get what he said, but I don't. Think
I mean, you have other guys here that need contract extensions,
who
Ranger, JT,
one?
Stuff like that. But like,
Ranger ain't done enough yet to get the contract.
Okay, so now good, you're not Mr. Scott Boras.
No, what up? see how
hold
I put
on.
It up?
Who's Schwarber's agent? We'll find out because today he's working for him.
But like
double agent.
But again, don't you want to sort of have that out there to send the message to this team? Nobody's getting re-signed. This is about getting this done this year. We have to win the World Series.
Dude, is that like that? I think that message goes without saying, though, Kyle. Whether you pay him or not,
but you can contradict that message by paying him.
I don't think so. I hear what you're saying.
There's risk reward on both sides. I mean, the reward by doing it now is you know you have Kyle Schwarber. Like, yeah. There's no doubt about it. He's on the team for the remainder of this contract. The risk, and you're right, Kyle's right. Like, the Phillies could outbid the Dodgers if they wanted to. I mean, they could outbid the Yankees if they want to, the Red Sox, whoever it's going to be. The risk is that you lock yourself into a bad contract, another one, because that's where the bidding goes. Like, I'm sure the Phillies, if they have their way, would choose a 3 or 4 or 5 year deal. Like, who wants to pay guys until they're 40?
But
once you get to free agency and you know, a desperate team, the Red Sox haven't won in a while. They had him there once, and they're like, you know what? We're one guy away. Here's 9 years, $250 million.
Can I throw another reality out there that people might not be comfortable with?
All right.
He is getting older, and I understand he's having one of his best seasons. But what are the chances he comes back next season after we re-sign him and repeats what he's doing this year?
Chance you got.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I don't,
this might be the best he'll ever be the rest of his career.
It might, maybe he's David Ortiz. Maybe he's just going to hit till he's 40. I don't know. I mean, all I know is this: he's a better hitter now than the day they signed him. He's a better hitter than he was last year. Heck, the guy, look at his numbers against lefties the last 2 years. He has become one of the best hitters in baseball.
He's probably the best player on the team right now.
He is. I got to have him here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Kyle Schwarber contract? He continues to rake. The Phillies with 2 out of 3 this weekend. 14 home runs for Schwarber now. He's on pace for 57 home runs. Do the Phillies have to get this done now? Like, I think the Phillies need to sign him now, as in Middleton and Dombrowski better be on the phone with his agent this week. Get this done now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guys, there's a not a small chance, or I would say there's a somewhat decent chance he's in the MVP conversation when the season ends. Like up there with Otani and Tatis. Like I'm telling you, what we thought that Harper was going to be, that's now Schwarber. He's the best hitter. He might be in the MVP discussion. We can't let that guy get to free agency. Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hideaway, Phillies hater, man.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, all those haters out there. Mm-hmm. You know what? Like Kyle says, shut up. Don't look now because the Phillies are in or have the fifth best record in Major League Baseball.
Red hot.
Why am I a hater?
I'm not talking about you. I'm just.
Yeah, I thought you just told me to shut up.
No, I said, like Kyle says, shut up. I'm going to tell you to shut up in a minute. We're going to get to you. But it's a massive part of this has to do with what we're discussing today. It's Kyle Schwarber. So here's my feelings. Sign him now, Joe. Joe, thank you for being the voice of wisdom here. And Kyle, here's where you need to shut up. I don't want your ageism hate. You know, Hugh, see how he takes shots at us, Hugh? See how he does his dirty? Because of his age. He's 32. All right, he's not that
old. Pretty old.
Let's go through and look at some of the haters, what they said about Kyle. They said all the time, I used to hear this, the guy starts so slow every year. We got to wait to June. It's annoying. Well, he seems to have fixed that, hasn't he? He can't hit left-handed pitchers. Heard that forever. He seemed to adjust it and hit that. He doesn't go away enough. All of his long balls are to the poolside, and that's why he gets killed by the ship. Well, he's batting at 269, and I see him going opposite field quite a bit and hitting a lot of long balls the other way. So for a guy, if you're going to say, hey, he's getting older, he's getting long in the tooth, usually the Tiger doesn't change his stripes, this guy's not that guy. This is the guy that goes in and makes the correction. So this is why at 32 you sign him. Here's the only concern I have. He's a DH, which is great because that will extend his longevity and his playing career. However, that spot is also being reserved for another gentleman that plays on this team that currently resides at first base that has a bad back, and they plan on filling that position later as he gets older, who is also 32. So I think you can't go much longer than a four-year deal. I say he'll probably end up four years, 120 to 150. Yes, you're going to overpay because of everything you guys said. So, Mr. Middletown, I hope you're listening. Talk to your boy, Dave Dombrowski, and sign him to an extension now! S-I-G-N! Sign Schwarber! Pay him stupid money!
Good phone call, Chris. So we had sign, S-I-G-N, we chanted today.
Yeah, that was all right.
I always wonder, as the call is going on, what word he's going to chant. I mean, I kind of have an idea of three or four. I thought he was going to try Schwarber there. But
that's a lot.
It's a tougher one, yeah.
Yeah, you could screw that one up. I thought maybe you just chant Kyle. That's an easy one to do there. So he made an interesting point there that I think, Hugh, is point for you and I, anti-point for Kyle. So he said that the Phillies probably have a future DH already here. His name is Bryce Harper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, if you let Schwarber get to free agency and the contract length goes to 6, 7, 8, 9 years, then you have a problem because then their two contracts are both really long and only one guy could be the DH. Right? If you do it now, I think if the Phillies did it now, they could possibly get Schwarber on a 4 or 5 year deal.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then he could be out of here by the time the Bryce has to become the DH when he's in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
You got to do it now.
Well, that's what I was thinking because if you go to free agency, the money, yeah, you're talking about a team that might give him 6, 7 years, 8 years, and give him a ton of bread, and that's probably what he's looking for, you know, and he might not be that serviceable. You know, those years. But if you go six, 6 years, 120, maybe he'll do that. Maybe that's somewhere around his wheelhouse that he wouldn't mind being in that area.
Yeah, I just think when the player is a hitter is this good, you just can't let him get to free agency. There's too many variables out there. And I think you should reward him for what he's become. You mentioned it, flexibility. He changed a lot since he got here, including where he hits in the lineup. He's been their leadoff hitter for years. They moved him down to the cleanup spot in the middle of the season, and all he's done is hit. And on top of it, the June thing, right? Every year, we're like, well, we got to wait.
Schwarble.
We got to wait for June Schwarble to arrive. He's got 14 home runs. It is May. What is today's date? May 12th. If he has his normal June, we could be looking at one of the greatest power seasons in the history of baseball. Again, he's on pace for 57 home runs right now. If he has his normal June, he's going to enter the All-Star break that time of the season on pace for probably over 60 home runs. This doesn't come around very often. You got to get this guy signed up. I mean, he was their entire offense last night. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Kyle Schwarber hit a pair of home runs last night. The Phillies continue to win. We got a lot to discuss today. Kyle, as in Kyle Quinn, thinks the Phillies should wait till the offseason. Let this thing just play out. Don't re-sign anyone during the season. I think the Phillies should sign him right now and get this done. Do the Phillies need to extend Kyle Schwarber? Your phone calls as he carries the Phillies to yet another win. We'll get to more on just how good his season has been, the adjustments he's made, and why I think he's a good bet to keep hitting. 215-592-9494. It is a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today, including tonight, the NBA draft lottery. Our shot at Cooper Flagg, or maybe losing the pick altogether. We'll get to that later on. A trade the Eagles could make after some news this weekend. And the schedule leaks are out. And we know we got the Cowboys in week one. We'll get to that. It's not what we thought. It's not what we want it to be. All right, we'll get to all that coming up. But Kyle Schwarber, do the Phillies need to re-sign him right now? I say yes. I think every day that we wait to re-sign Schwarber is a mistake. This guy could be the MVP of the National League this year, at least going to get top five votes. He's their best hitter on the team. He's on pace for 57 home runs. Heck, he's been on base every game for like 46 straight games. It's remarkable the season he's having here. Get this thing done now. I think most rational people want to sign up today. Then there's Kyle, the other Kyle, not Schwarber. Kyle Quinn is like, nah, we should wait for some reason. No, we should not wait.
For some reason. Like, hold on. The best general manager in the city literally just did this. And I understand, like, I know you're going to say, all those guys left in free agency. Yes, they did. But do you know what happened?
They won.
They won the Super Bowl.
So hold on.
This is about winning the World Series, guys.
It is. But the Eagles did the same thing 2 years ago, and they didn't win the Super Bowl. They got to the Super Bowl, and they lost it, right? I get your idea, and I understand the idea of trying to keep motivating, and you know he is having a contract year in a contract year. I'm thinking about the alternative, which is he gets a free agency and he leaves, and then we're screwed.
Well, look, so you brought up the Eagles 2 years ago. This happened. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Yep. They went back 2 years later.
But the Phillies are the Eagles.
I understand that, but I'm trying to take notes from the best general manager in the city right now. He let all of these guys go through the season motivated, unpaid, and they all went out and got themselves paid. They had the best seasons of their careers and then got paid, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Totally. It's a fair point. The Eagles just did that, and they won the Super Bowl. I do think, though, maybe we need to look at Schwarber the way the Eagles look at A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. When the Eagles really want to keep someone, they let them get nowhere near free agency. Milton Williams was different. Josh Sweat was different.
Zach Bond wasn't.
Right, but he was on a one-year deal.
Sure, but they let Bond go to free agency, and they still signed him. He was priority number one. Schwarber can be that.
Well, how about priority number one now, today? Get this contract done. If I were the Phillies today.
A different situation, too. Kyle, this is what makes me a little nervous when it comes to Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a hot commodity.
Yes.
A super hot commodity. Way more than Zach Bond or anybody else, because a lot of, when you talk about Zach Bond and what he did, a lot of teams looked at that, and a lot of people said that was probably because he played with the Eagles, lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Schwarber's skill set, you put that with any team. You talk about putting him in the lineup, like we were talking about the Dodgers, the Mets, any other lineup that you put him in. That translates, especially in nowadays where ain't a whole lot of sluggers out there.
Yeah, but I get that. But the Phillies also have something that's an advantage that the Eagles didn't, right? The Eagles sort of had to be conscious of how much money they were going to allocate to each different spot, because there's a salary cap in the NFL. The Phillies can, if they want to, they really want to bring this guy back, allow themselves to get into a bidding war. If they're really serious about bringing him back, screw it. Give the guy the money.
Well, they could, but they also could. Here's my biggest concern with letting this play out. All right, so do I think the Phillies could match or beat any offer if they want to? Of course they can. I mean, John Middleton has money. They paid $300 for Trey Turner. They paid over $300 for Bryce Harper. They could do this. My concern here is, number one, if he gets the free agency, someone could outbid them. That's one. But two, and Hugh, we discussed this, the idea that it could be uncomfortable for them, and they could get into a spot where they have to pay him for years. He's going to be bad or not here, and then you have all these 40-year-olds at the same time. I think if you offered him right now 5 years, $30 million a year, 5-150, he might take it today. If you get to free agency, that five becomes eight, because the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox or someone we're not even thinking about comes in and says, you know what, Kyle, we'll give you $200. We just got to spread that out over 8 years. Yeah. And all of a sudden, in order to bring him back, we have to re-sign him until he's 41. And we have all these 40-year-olds 8 years from now. I don't want that.
And you got, I think his locker room presence is a huge difference, too. Out of all the people that we've talked about all year long, and some of the sacrifices that they've made or some of the things that they're doing, he just seems to me like he's the calming force in the locker room.
Totally.
Bryce might be the face of the franchise and all this other stuff, but it feels like Schwarber's the guy that's really the guy that most of these guys look at, and he's the calming force in that locker room right now.
Yeah, and look, I understand that we say the Phillies could outbid people if they really want to. We just did. Sometimes, though, there's a few teams in baseball that just have more money than everyone, including the Phillies. Last year, the Yankees were outbid for Juan Soto. You mentioned the Mets a couple times, Hugh. That owner might just break the game. I mean, he outbids anyone for anyone he wants.
Especially when you talk about how close they were last year.
I know.
I don't know if the Yankees were as serious as they wanted to make it seem about re-signing Soto.
Well, maybe you're right. But they did offer $700-something million.
Sure. I guess my point is, the Phillies, they can make this priority number one and not get outbid. If they really want him, if they want him as bad as we want him, then they could do it.
I hope you're right. I just don't want to take the chance. Get him signed up now. All right, let's hear MLB Network recently talk about Kyle Schwarber and how the original contract, the one he's on right now, was a steal for this team.
Now, if you watch this show, you know the kind of player we like. Defense, base running, plays multiple positions, preferably in his prime, late 20s. So Kyle Schwarber is none of these things. Yet why do we love this player so much? Let's do a little digging in. Kyle Schwarber is his age 32 season. He's in the final year of a four-year contract with the Phillies that has been a huge win for Dave Dombrowski in Philadelphia. Over these last four seasons, Schwarber is second in all of baseball in home runs, second only to Aaron Judge, third in baseball in walks to Judge and Juan Soto. He is also 12th overall in total bases. Now, Schwarber has a unique set of skills which prompted the Phillies to bat him leadoff. He obviously has power, but he also has plate discipline, and he's having a career year this year.
Well, he is. Again, he's on pace for 57 home runs. He's their best hitter right now, and June hasn't even arrived yet. All right, let's hear one more. MLB Network talk about Schwarber, the player he's become here, because he's way different and way better than when he first arrived to Philadelphia.
Schwarber is a Statcast darling with plate discipline. You talk about a unique set of skills. There is nobody in baseball that does all of this. Nobody. This is 90th percentile and better in all these things. Nobody does this. Hard hit percentage, 99th percentile. That means he's fourth in all of baseball. Average exit velocity, even though I've got to go over it. Exit velo, 96th percentile. That means he's 10th overall in baseball, both leagues. Ex-WOBA, that's your expected weighted on base, the quality of your contact, 97th percentile. He's fifth in all of baseball. Bat speed, a relatively new measurement, 97th percentile. Tied for fourth. By the way, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez. He's tied with them. Walk rate, bases on balls, 96th percentile. Third in all of baseball. And chase percentage, 93rd percentile. That is 12th overall in baseball. Only Kyle Schwarber is 90th percentile in all these things. One guy, that's it. If you want to lower the walk rate to the 85th percentile, you'll have two players. You know who? Kyle Schwarber and Aaron Judge. This is quite a mix. Power, bat speed, discipline, knowledge of the strike zone, and also what to do with it.
You know what I hear when I hear all that? Because he threw a lot of numbers out there, right? Like his stats, where he ranks.
Merlot.
Merlot?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Age like fine wine.
Oh, Merlot.
Kobe used to call himself Merlot. That's what it sounds like to
That's
me.
That's not how it's pronounced, though.
Merlot. That's not Merlot.
There you go.
Merlot.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Here come the angry phone calls now.
Merlot. You have any Merlot recently?
No, I haven't had any Merlot. Not in my wheelhouse.
I like Merlot.
Yeah, Merlot. Yeah,
Merlot's good. Merlot. You know what I hear there? He is aging like fine wine. Also, when you add all those numbers together that he was talking about, that's a top 10 hitter in baseball. He's top 10 in everything.
Only thing that would probably people would look at and probably shy away from is his age.
Sure.
But that's baseball. And, you know, you talk about the way that he's carried himself and the way that he's gotten better since he's been here. That's the chance that I'm willing to take.
Also, there once in a while, and I know Kyle over there being an ageist, and he's worried about this. Once in a while, there are hitters that age really well. Like David Ortiz hit till he was 40. Nelson Cruz hit till he was 40. Barry Bonds. I'm not saying Kyle Schwarber was Barry Bonds. But, you know, there's some sluggers that just hit in through their
30s.
It
looks like he takes good care of his body.
I agree.
He takes good care of his body. You're not asking him to do a whole lot. So, yeah. I would be willing to do that. I would definitely be willing to take my chances with him.
And look, I don't disagree with you guys. Like I agree. Kyle Schwarber's been the best hitter on this team. He's been one of the best hitters in baseball this season. The idea is, I'm thinking of this sort of in this one season vacuum where the number one goal is to win the World Series. Like the risks for me outweigh the rewards. Like the risks of hurting any chance, any slight chance, any little thing that could possibly derail this World Series run. I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
And I get that. Listen, they went into the season with this is your last shot, guys, right? And if you do it now, that kind of changes the messaging. I understand that. I just can't lose him. Brian's in Maryland's up on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, I don't want to sign him. And my rationale to it is, ever since the Phillies made the World Series, each playoff run to me, they've looked worse. And now you're talking about locking a guy who's older into a long-term deal. I mean, that puts us with Bryce, Trey Turner, and now him are all older, long-term deals. I mean, I know it's a tough pill to swallow to let him go, but the Phillies, and I also don't understand the hype of they're going to get to the World Series. They've looked progressively worse every playoff since they've been there. So what's changed? I don't know. Like, I don't think we had some big free agent signing that's changed to make people believe they're going to get to the World Series this year. So that's, I mean, I think I'm realistic. Maybe some people will think I'm unrealistic, but I say you don't sign him.
Well, okay, so then you're just going to let him walk? I mean, this is the best hitter on the team right now. So, Brian, I understand your point. Age, and they haven't gotten to where we want them to go in the postseason. So we're just going to play this out and say goodbye to Kyle Schwarber when free agency arrives?
I mean, I think if you got, like someone mentioned earlier, if you got a deal that makes sense for a few years, sure. But I'm not signing him for, people are talking about 7 years, 8 years. No way. No.
Well, I don't want to do that either, which is why I want to do it now.
That's why you're trying to sign the deal now, because if he gets the free agency, you know, it's a possibility that some team might throw that many years at him. That's why we're talking about signing him now.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I don't even know if it's realistic that he'd take that deal. What would make you – if his agent goes, well, he can get eight for this amount, why wouldn't he take that?
Well, because he could
unless
get –
it's a hometown discount.
Sure, but he could get hurt or underperform the rest of the season. I mean,
right.
He's never gotten big money, right? So if they throw $160 million at him right now over 4 or 5 years – I think there's a real chance he would just take that and we'd all move forward here. Brian, I hear you. If they don't re-sign him, I'm not sure what the plan is for the next few years because they'd be considerably worse without his bat next year and the year after.
So then let's fast forward. Say this. Say you sign him and they go into the playoffs, they lose round one. At that point, you're just going to keep rolling out the same team and hoping they make it? You're locked into Bryce, Trey, and then him.
Yeah, and Wheeler and Nola. I get it. They're locked into a lot. Yeah, they are. I mean, it's not an. I hear you. It's not an easy thing. And Brian, we appreciate the phone call. But then, what are we doing? Like, are they not going to try next season?
Well, I think the fringe players, like the Bombs and guys like that, they might be the ones that you might want to infuse with some young talent. Let's not forget, we still got some young cats out here that we potentially want to bring up as well. So I don't think presently constructed that this team is gonna be the same if they fall short this year. But I will say this: if it's gonna change, I want him to be a part of the change.
I agree with you. Also, I don't understand. Now we're drawing the line. No one said a word when they gave a shortstop $300 million until he's age 40. He can't play shortstop anymore.
Someone said a word.
Well, I did. I tried. Aaron Nola. It does not look like a pitcher you want here for the next 6 years. And he's here for the next – now, this is the line in the sand. Like, sorry, Kyle, you're too old, buddy. If I'm him, I'm looking around like, wait a second, they're old.
Well, yeah, so I'm not quite there. I'm not saying don't resign at all. I'm saying just – yeah, have that out there. Like, don't you want – I'm trying to show the rest of these guys that nobody's getting rewarded until we as a team accomplish something.
Yeah, I hear you. I feel like we are taking an unnecessary risk. Like they might have a 60 home run player here enter free agency. This doesn't happen, and it shouldn't happen. Jeff's in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff, put your magic wand away, Joe. We're not talking about Turner here today.
We are not. We're trying to keep people, not get rid of people.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm with you and Hugh. I think dangling the carrot, like Kyle wants to do, is a risky move, more risky than signing him now. I think both of you guys seem to think, and I agree with this, that you could probably get him for the six-year thing now as opposed to having to give him eight if you let him go to free agency.
And that's where, like, then you're compounding problems. Like, if they have to give him 8 years, then you start to think about what that team looks like 5, 6, 7 years from now when they're all 40 years old. Then it becomes an issue.
Exactly. Now, maybe you guys brought it up a little earlier about the fact that Harper and him are at the same age. And I think somebody said something about Harper would be the go-to DH.
Future DH,
later on.
Yep.
But, dude, he's already playing first base. I mean, it doesn't get much easier in the field than playing first base. So I don't really worry about that too much. I don't think Harper's skills are going to diminish faster because he's playing first base as opposed to DHing.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. There's been plenty of first basemen that have played, you know, a long time, that have hung out and played that position until they're 37, 38 years old. He could do it.
Yeah, with all those stats that Brian Kenny gave on the ESPN show, I love his show, by the way, that you can't let a guy like that walk. I just don't think you can let him get out of your hands. I mean, just because of that fact of what he's doing right now, and he is, you know, putting him in that third or that fourth and fifth spot, I think really helps.
You know, and Hugh mentioned sacrifice because, you know, he never came out and said that he wanted to be the leadoff hitter, but you could tell that was his preference, and he's hit a lot as a cleanup hitter now.
They're still pitching around Harper. So he is, Schwarber is benefiting from being in that spot because he's seeing better pitches. I mean, those two home runs he hit yesterday were middle-end pitches that, you know, if you miss them, you know, you're not going to hit them out, but if you get them, you're going to crush them. And he doesn't miss very often on those.
He does not. And there's some nights, and I know they've had a good run offensively, Jeff, we appreciate it. But, Hugh, there's some nights he's the whole offense. And in terms of power, they had a graphic up last night during the game. I think Harper and Schwarber, but it's mostly Schwarber, have 50% of the Phillies' home runs. It's the highest percentage any, you know, teammates have of one team's total. Like, he's all their power.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why that I would try to get this done sooner than later.
Do you think they're going to start reversing it, pitching around Schwarber?
I would.
And throw to Bryce.
I would. And also, like, I'd make Castellanos, who's usually the one behind Schwarber. He's, you know, we know what Casty is. He goes up, he goes down. But he's been cooler the last few weeks than he was for the couple weeks before that. Yeah, I'm surprised every time a pitch is thrown to Schwarber these days. Like, he has 14 home runs. I don't know if we've, because we're used to him hitting 40, so it's like, oh, he has 14 home runs. But he doesn't usually get going till June. Again, if we follow the same Kyle Schwarber pattern that we're used to, we may look up in the middle of July and say, oh my goodness, he's going to hit 60 home runs this year. He could do that.
I can see that. I can see that because he's on that pace. And like I said, it's something to be said, especially to me in a year where it just feels like a lot of guys have kind of, you know, I'm not saying that they didn't want to adjust, but it took them a little bit longer than everybody else.
Yep.
And for him to come in and just make it seem as seamless as he did, I think you get rewarded for that.
No. Hey, Hugh's trying to give out
I
money.
I can't believe the handout Hugh today. This is unbelievable.
I'm just saying, he deserves it. Look,
No. Like, hold on. Let him hit 60 home runs. He's unsigned. Like, man, awesome.
It's a certain thing to say. The price of the brick go up every time you wait.
Let
man,
it go
wait.
Up.
Okay.
Let it go up. If he puts that value up here on this team this season, perfect.
I do like handout Hugh. We may have to tap into that
handout
more.
Handout Hugh, okay.
He
does deserve it.
I agree with you. I just think there's risk on both sides. I understand Kyle's point that they're kind of rowing in the same direction right now. Everything's going well. He's pushing for the contract. You know, let it play out. But the risk to me is he gets to free agency and you either lose him or you have to pay him way more and way more years. Like, I know no one thinks about the 2032 Phillies right now. I do. Because you know what? In 2018, if I said the 2025 Phillies, you'd say, who cares? Well, we're here now. Like, that day always arrives. Like, tomorrow's going to arrive. I don't want to have to pay him for years that I don't need to. And if I could get him now for 5 years or 4 years, I'm in. I mean, I thought before the season that they could get him for something like 4 years, $120 million. I don't know anymore. I mean, the guy is on pace for 57 home runs and is fourth in baseball in OPS. And as you heard with all those stats we played from the TV show MLB Now, I mean, he looks like a top 10 hitter in baseball. Aaron is up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
So either you guys decided to broadcast out of a cave today, or somebody forgot to pay the electricity bill at WIP.
Oh, it's dark because it's darker.
Oh.
We didn't turn the lights on.
Yeah, we just sat down.
It's dark.
Maybe I'm not as shiny on YouTube. Maybe it's better this way.
I do. Like now I'm looking. I look a little dark. I don't look as shiny.
Well, you were in a dark
shirt. Yeah.
Can you guys see Hugh on YouTube?
No, they can't.
It kind of reminds me like that movie Monster Gable. Inc. where the monster comes out of the closet and all you see are eyes
and teeth
and a gray beard.
Yes.
That was like the first day. We back to the first day.
Joe, before you hang up on me and say that I never watched the games or anything like that.
No, I didn't say that.
I got something I wanted to finish off with.
You said that.
Okay.
To allow it.
Yes, you got it.
But hey, let's talk about Kyle Schwarber today.
What do you got?
I agree with you.
It's about time.
Unfortunately, you know, if it's not for Kyle Schwarber, you know, this weekend, it's the same old story. The Phillies offense doesn't produce anything. We're going cold. So I think you know, what he brings on the field and what he brings to the clubhouse, I think you're kind of stuck. And you got to sign him.
Well, I think they're in the longer they wait, to me, the more complicated this gets. If they wait till the offseason, you can create a bidding war, obviously. And you're probably going to have to go into an uncomfortable amount of years. You could lose him, or you're going to have to pay him till he's 40. And no one really wants to do that. And I just think, Aaron, like, you can't let a player like this get to free agency. He's too good right now.
Yeah, he's playing great right now. And, you know, unfortunately, I think we're headed more towards the Sixers with the Phillies than we are the Eagles. I think we're going to have, you know, in the next couple of years, an all AARP team. Where we got just a bunch of guys that got gray beards and gray hair and are swinging for the fences every day. But, I mean, kind of that's kind of where we're stuck.
You just had to re-sign Kyle Schwarber, though.
What's that?
I feel like, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth because you're re-signing a 32-year-old player and then saying that we're going to go the route of the Sixers. Like, what are you talking about?
Kyle, you have to, because he is the leader in the clubhouse. If you take him out of that clubhouse, you're done. You're a 500 ball team that's got a ton of talent. but they just don't have the pieces of the puzzle to win the World Series.
So how are you going to do that and then not become the Sixers?
The only hope that this team is going to win the World Series is if they get hot at the right time. That's the only way.
Well, that's true. The part that makes this complicated, Aaron, is a year or two ago, he was their leader. You needed him. He took pitches. He got on base. Now he's their best hitter.
Yeah.
Older. Yeah, if you try to tell me the 2026 Phillies without Schwarber, I don't even know what that looks like. It's a very mediocre offense.
It's a very angry fan base. That's what you'd be left with.
I would be – if they let Schwarber go – and they didn't replace him with like a Kyle Tucker, right? The best free agent. Like if they just let him go and got worse, it'd be indefensible.
It's something that, you know, unfortunately, you know, these young guys, I don't know if they're just not doing what they're supposed to be doing in the minors, but at some point we have to kind of switch the narrative because, you know, it's either the problem with Schwarber is he's great now, but the risk is that next year, you know, at his age, he can fall off a cliff.
Well, he could. I mean, he could do that, or he could keep hitting. All right, what did you want to end the call with? What did you say you want to talk about?
So I wanted to send this one out to Chris from Middletown. I'm going to scream for no reason. Here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Doing the whole offense. Did you do this last week?
Y-A-B. Now I know my ABCs. Won't you come and sing with me?
Aaron, good phone call.
I like the petty.
Yeah, at first I thought the whole alphabet was a lot, but then it was kind of funny by the end. People don't like Chris's chance, you think?
You think?
I don't know.
You think? I guess not.
All right, listen.
I guess not.
At times, the chants during the football season, you know, you like a good Eagles chant every once in a while,
every
right?
Every now and again.
And then I think people maybe start to say too many chants. I do the unpredictability of what word he's going to chant at the end of the call.
I kind of like that.
It does make me laugh.
But obviously, Air doesn't.
Well,
he doesn't
just went
like
through
it.
The whole alphabet to explain why.
He doesn't
why.
Like it.
Nope.
So he called us out about our light bill, about the light bill, be a little dark in the studio.
Well, it is a little dark. Again, I probably am less shiny, but no one can see you. That's the trade-off.
Yeah, dark.
Yeah, so
I've got on the dark shirt. I mean, you know, in the black background. Yeah, I can imagine. I think I might in this break turn the lights back on.
Yeah, I don't know if it's appropriate to put a poll up. It's huge, too dark to see today. But
yes,
I did ask it. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. I think the Phillies need to extend Schwarber now. Are you with me? The Phillies need to get this done ASAP today. Hugh Douglas says, get this done now. There's no way they should let them get to free agency. No way they should let them get to the offseason. Sign Schwarber now. Kyle, not Schwarber, but Kyle Quinn thinks they should wait because they got a good thing going and upset the apple cart. I don't care about any of that. Get him re-signed now. Otherwise, it's a really, I think, a big mistake waiting to happen here. Also, when we come back, the Eagles, the news is out this morning. We have the opener. The full schedule comes out Wednesday night, but we now know who the Eagles will open the 2025 season with. The Dallas Cowboys. And I got to tell you, I don't love this. We'll talk about it next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.